This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Sabres open up against the Montreal Canadiens Thursday night, and the man who will lead them out onto the ice, former co-host of The Break Room, Grilton resident.
Grilton.
Everybody's
new
all
area.
It's Grease Hill. Okay. Grilton. You never heard of that
before? No, I have not.
Everybody's all American, our good buddy. Sabres captain Brian Gionta joins us. Hey, Brian, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
So you're on your way to the rink right now.
Yeah.
All right, so do you think, like, all the young guys, because this team is extremely young, like, they're having fun and playing cool music until, like, you get there in 20 minutes and then everything has to stop?
No, I'm there about an hour before everybody else. The old guys got to get the body ready, so they come strolling in. Probably 9:30.
Sounds like Tommy.
I've been there for probably an hour or so.
You are here this, Tommy. It is the opposite of our situation.
What do you mean?
But maybe you should get an hour early and stretch.
Stretch my mouth?
I don't know.
That's what your mom's for.
Okay, Brian, I do. I mean, I always hear when we have you co-host the show, when you talk about it, you do take a little bit of pride in the fact that you are the guy that has been here for a while, and
why
you're
not?
The guy
you
that's going to outwork the young guys. Yeah. I mean, is that what keeps you going? Is that what gets you there early, an hour early, to show these young guys, hey, I'm still as good as you. I'm going to go show you how it's done out here.
Yeah, it's partly that, and it's just trying to play as long as I can. So in order to keep the body going, you have to do a lot more work when you're older, but a lot of it is
tell me about it.
Every year someone's trying to take your job, so you got to make sure that you're out there doing what you need to do.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Brian. Like, we've had Jody Gage on, Amherst legend,
a thousand times.
And he would tell us, you know, back when he started playing, training camp for them was putting on a sweatsuit and sweating out all of the booze for the eight-hour drive from, you know, Prince Edward Island down to Rochester. I mean, you hear these stories, Brian, of the way guys used to get in shape. When did you subscribe to this whole, do you do, like, Pilates? Are you doing yoga? Are you drinking, like, green juices? The weird thing that you decided, I have to do to stay in shape.
Yeah, I probably started yoga maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And it's tough on our hips and our back. So as you get older, it's a lot more strain on that. So you got to make sure that you're staying as loose as possible.
Yeah, but you've probably got to stay on a diet year round, right? What you eat.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change.
I take
maybe a month off of the season, like right after the season ends.
You can start pounding chow.
Off of working out. Yeah, exactly. Kind of eat the way you want to eat, and then start getting back into it.
Sabres captain Brian Gionta hanging out with us. Sabres open up tomorrow night against the Canadiens, a game you can hear right here live on CMF. Going back to the yoga thing, Brian, we are aware, you know, if you listen to the show, you know Brian is a giant fan of Lululemon.
So that's the company that makes all the outfits?
Yeah, I just assumed it was all women listening so they would know what I was talking about. Brian, we figured out that you were a very nice thing Brian did. Last time he was co-hosting the show over the summer, he brought me in a Lululemon t-shirt.
Well, because you mocked him before that.
Yes, I did. And he brought Kimmy a Lululemon scarf.
Yeah.
Brian, we figured out that the most expensive thing in Kimmy's home is that Lululemon scarf
probably,
that you gave her.
Probably. It's got to be close.
Well, hopefully it's getting to the time where you might need to wear it, so hopefully it gets a little bit of use.
All right, Brian, let's talk a little bit of hockey. This is the year that the Sabres, it's all going to come together,
okay,
right? This is the push for the playoffs. I mean, you signed on to this team, you kind of knew what you were in for, right? I mean, you're a guy that takes his job very seriously. You want to win, but you also saw this was going to take a year or two to get it together. Talk to me about the expectations for the team starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, when I came here 3 years ago, it was in much worse shape than I had thought. So the first year was a struggle. It was really tough. And then last year was more what I thought it was going to be. Transition year, getting ready, maybe not making the playoffs, but being a team that's going to be close. And then this year, the expectation is it's a disappointment if we don't make playoffs. I think we have a team that can make it. We would be underperforming if we don't make playoffs at this point. It's one of those things that the building is over. You can add pieces later on, but I think we're a team that definitely should be able to make playoffs, and it will be a disappointment if we don't.
So, like, with training camp that just happened, Tommy, yeah. You got a lot of really young guys, 18, 19, yeah, 20, 21-year-old kids, right? And Brian is in charge of all these guys. He's the leader on the ice. Have you found yourself doing stuff, Brian, in the last couple of weeks that has taken you out of your comfort zone to welcome these guys, make sure they're feeling okay about being here?
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing is you want to welcome them and you want to make them feel good, but, you know, at some point they have to be able to come along and play their game and make a case for themselves to make the team. And there's, you know, a few spots that are available, whether it's an extra forward or extra D-man, that they're fighting for that spot, and there's just a couple more up for grabs. So you want them to come into the team and feel comfortable right away, but there's a learning curve for sure for them.
So do you have to, like, take them out and do stuff, like take them out to dinner and all this crap?
My son takes him out to dinner. He's closer to their age.
But, you know, like, sometimes, like, but, you know, like, sometimes, like, you take him out, you buy him stuff, you know, to give everybody a damn iPhone or something to make him feel special. You know, like, you're doing football, like, the guy will buy the whole line a gift or something. Does the captain of the hockey team got responsible for all that crap?
We do. You do, like, a big dinner, like a team dinner.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we went out the other night for a dinner, and we actually played a little softball and baseball over at the Bison Stadium in the afternoon. So we had a nice little team day. They kind of.
But you don't have to pull out. You ain't got to whip out your wallet because you're the captain of, like.
Yeah. It ends up happening.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, tell me.
Some of these guys haven't seen a paycheck yet, and they're living off their mom's money still. So, you know, they don't have much money left.
To start.
Right. You know, like a young rookie who just signed, he hasn't gotten any money yet.
But he hasn't gotten a paycheck yet?
No, we don't get those till.
Wait, but you've been at a camp. Like, they don't give you money at camp?
You get per diem, but just the cash.
Oh, that sucks. That's tough.
Yeah.
Brian, you had to hang out with us, Sabres captain. Tommy, when he was filling in for you, co-hosting,
yeah.
And everybody loves him, Brian's on the show. Yeah. I mean, it goes much smoother. It's much funnier. but, Brian, you were telling us how, like, it even happens in the middle of the season. Guys from Rochester will get called up.
Nice.
These guys have no cash. And, I mean, Brian, you're the one that ends up picking up the check at dinner.
Yeah, I mean, you, a young college kid or a kid in the minors, I mean, that's what happened when I was coming up. All the old guys that have, you know, kind of made the money and, you know, been around a while, you take care of the younger guys and, you know, you hope that they do the same thing when they're the old guy.
Man, your wife has to be the coolest woman on the planet. Because, one, I mean, listen, you're traveling a ton doing this hockey thing, right? Mm. I mean, and then you're taking money out of the family account to pay for these worthless kids who don't appreciate its goddamn dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm marching
down. It's just part of it, I guess. It's just the culture of it.
So I would take it up to the owners and go, hey, man. I had to pay for this last night. You better kick some back to Mr. Billionaire.
Save the receipts on the dinner.
Yeah,
for the
why
kids.
Not?
That's why you're not.
Guy's
an NHL
a billionaire, bro. Right? He could pay for Applebee's.
Fill out an expense report or something.
Yes. The guy's a billionaire.
Bro, this
like
is...
let me tell you something.
Okay.
If I do anything and there's a billionaire in a room, he's paying.
This is why you're not a good leader. You get this right?
No, that's a great leader.
I don't want any responsibility. I'm a great leader.
Yes. I'm going to lead you to nowhere.
I mean, it's funny. Brian, you know, Tommy's talking about, you know, the quarterbacks that do these things and the captain. Every other radio show that I know of across the country, the old guy on the show will, like, take care of the younger folks on the show, right? Like, here's dinner, here's a Christmas present. Mm-hmm. You haven't bought a Christmas present for anybody, Tommy, since we've been a show together.
Once I get a show that I'm comfortable with, I will start throwing them around. Show me a little something.
All right, Brian, you guys open up tomorrow night against the Canadiens. Brian Gionta hanging out with us, Sabres captain. What did you see in camp that has you the most excited for this upcoming season?
Well, I think it's our depth. We have a couple of injuries, hopefully, that can get squared away maybe by tomorrow night, if not, you know, by this West Coast road trip, Western Canada road trip. But when the pieces are in and O'Reilly and Okposo and obviously, Eichel and Reinhart look great. They haven't lost a step, and, you know, I think they're ready for another big year. So, Robin Leonard is one of the biggest things. Our goaltending is huge. So, if they're playing good, we'll be a good team.
All goalies are crazy, right? Like, that's true?
Yeah, I mean, mostly. But I played New Jersey, Berdur, and Carey Price in Montreal were both great guys. Easygoing, laid-back guys.
Cause like-
but he's a little off our goalie.
Later, like Tommy, I know there was a game last season where Lehner takes a shot and somebody pushes him. His helmet comes off, the Sabres goalie, and it was the most terrifying look I've ever seen on a human being's face.
Like the mask was off.
The mask is off. He's looking down the ice. He's, and it looks like he was going to kill somebody. Like, I kind of feel like that is easy to happen. Like, is he a guy that flies off the handle easy, Brian?
Yeah, for if a young guy shoots high on him in practice or something, he is not happy. He's giving him that look that he gave in that game, and you don't want to be anywhere near him. But, yeah, he can fly off at any point in time.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, nice. Well, you need a high head on. But don't you need that in a guy?
I don't want to work with a guy that has the potential to fly off the handle.
Yeah, but don't you want that in a guy, though?
Oh.
I mean, look, he's getting. I mean, that guy gets pucks winged at him all damn day. It's going to make you a little itchy and crazy, wouldn't you think?
Boy, it's better to have him on your team than play against the guy.
Yeah, who was the guy to play for Philadelphia that was like Ron Hextall, right? Ron, I got the right guy?
Yeah.
Remember, he used to take the stick and use it like an axe in guys' backs?
Yeah,
that's the guy you want.
Kaliosa one time, yeah.
Yeah. All right, fine. I'm still.
You got to have one nut on a team, I would think.
All right, well, now I know to be cool, and when we run into him, just not say anything stupid and stand there and smile like an idiot. Not like Brian, we say whatever we want to him, and he keeps coming back for some reason.
Mm.
I just love you so much, though.
Sabres captain Brian Giunta. Thanks for the time, man. Have fun today. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll be watching and cheering for you, buddy.
Sounds good. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, too. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Brian Giunta, Buffalo Sabres captain. The nicest guy.
What a nice young man.
Formerly young man.
Well, to me, he's still a young man.
Yeah, but everybody's young to you.
Yes.
Like, unless you go to the cemetery, everybody around you is a young man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.